What did you make of the Qualcomm numbers?
It was impressive, but on all accounts, actually, they had a big catch-up payment, though, and that's kind of obfuscated the actual results. Over $400 million on the quarter was from payments from licensees that hadn't been paying them previously that are now back online again. So those won't be repeated in the long term. Analysts on the call, including us, had peppered them to try to find out exactly how much of the today's results were due to these one-time charges. They wouldn't talk about it. Next quarter, there's going to be additional benefits from that, too, so you're going to see a boost, and that's what also helped guidance out here. So once you peel that back, even without that, they did pretty well on the quarter, and there's a bunch of things going on, cost cuts. There's a new cycle coming up that's using their high-end chip, so things are they're catching an updraft for these next two quarters, I think.
Okay, and apparently, I mean, demand is pretty strong out of China, where not coincidentally some of its rivals are as well. I mean, they're playing in a space, you know, the cell phone space, where, you know, demand is slowing, sales are slowing. You mentioned this new chip they're coming out with. I mean, these guys are playing in the same space as names like ARM, which was just bought by SoftBank, right?
Yeah, they are in a way. They use ARM as parts actually in the chips they're dealing with now, and your point's well taken. China's is doing quite well this year, better than people expected. There is some concern, though. It's being spurred by economic incentives that's basically just pulling future demand into the current period, and then we're going to hit a flat spot at the beginning of next year. It remains to be seen whether that happens or not, but certainly benefiting Qualcomm in the short term here and some of their competitors. MediaTek reported earlier this week that their unit sales were pretty good too, better than expected. So overall, yes, China's good, and they get the added benefit. And those, a lot of the folks that weren't paying them on their licenses started paying them this quarter, and that's where the big boost is, both this quarter and in guidance.
All right. Yeah, it's always nice to collect that kind of money owed. Back to product, though. You mentioned the new chipset. You're talking a new version of Snapdragon. I'm wondering, though, whether in this kind of environment, do they have pricing power?
Well, that's a very good question. Qualcomm still leads all the other competitors by a couple of years. So in the latest and greatest phones, like your iPhones and the Galaxy and the Note phones and stuff coming out of Huawei at the high end, they use Qualcomm because there's no real alternative. And that's the part that's really hitting hard this quarter or next quarter. They get great pricing on us. They've got lots of pricing power there. They're going to see a glut of demand because a lot of those phones are going to be released, of course. Apple and the Note are coming out now. But the flip side of that, and the thing that's concerned us and has been a problem for the stock and the company over the last year or so, is that on all the other tiers, low and mid-tier, they're catching a ton of competition from MediaTek, Spreadtrum, and prices are dropping. So they don't have pricing power, I would say, in the mid-tier lower, or less pricing power, mid-tier or lower, and they've got great pricing power in the high end. So if you look out and say, okay, what's shipping this year, this quarter, are we going to get a lot of high-end phones and they're going to benefit? If we're not, then they're going to probably suffer. And then you've got to add into that whole licensing catch-up payment issue, because that's just a wild card.